This is How to Handle Today's Woman, a three-step guide for men that want to unlock the secrets of building attraction with the modern woman. Michelle Terrell is here. Michelle, what are the three steps in your system?
Number one is change her mood, not her mind. Number two, give and remove attention. And number three is harnessing the power of disappointment.
Okay, of those three, what is the most important, or are they equally important?
They're all very important, but if you only get number one, change her mood, not her mind, you've got like 80% of success with women and life figured out. So it's, that one's very vital, and that's the starting point for this whole program and the space that a lot of guys are going to want to work on for a while.
All right, let's just dive right in. How do I change her mood, not her mind?
So first you have to have an understanding of a few core concepts, which we're going to cover in depth in this first part of the program. The number two and number three, we're going to move through a little more quickly, but this first one, we've got to dig in a little bit. So the things you need to understand, and study guides will be provided for this. They're in your manual. The things you need to understand are the how and why, not just the how, but the why of female instinctual testing for her security. Very vital. Number two is how to decode her emotional state and convert it into an opportunity to build attraction, to build a bond of loyalty with you.
Okay.
And the third one is, guys, you just have to accept and embrace this as a lifestyle. You will not have a happy life with women if you don't surrender to this is how it's done. There's guys get great with women, get this. They don't fight it. They just push through and learn it. And then they make it a part of just their natural lifestyle. And if you refuse to do that, you will not have success with women, guaranteed.
Okay, well, what is different about dating a woman in today's world?
Well, nothing really as far as the biological urge of men and women throughout history that will go on forever to get our parts together and to get to build a life together and to share resources. Mm-hmm. So that's the same. And you need to acknowledge that. You need to acknowledge the piece about our instinctual drives to be successful in life, to be successful with the opposite sex. So that's important that people accept that, but nothing's really different in modern times with regard to that. We're all still cave boy, cave girl, operating out of our instincts.
We've been told about all this feminism and things like that. We don't pay attention to that? We shouldn't?
Yeah, so that's, the next thing is, the difference, there's two things that are different.
Okay.
Number one is technology, and the other one is financial freedom, which is about liberated women and the feminist movement and equal pay for equal work and all those things. So let's just look at technology first.
Mm-hmm.
Technology is online dating, how we get together, how we have introductions these days is different, and texting and Facebook, social media, that sort of thing. So that's changed. Our biology hasn't changed, our drives haven't changed, but that's changed. The economic structure of things has changed. Women have financial freedom now, but their base need for security still needs to be met. And if they have to do that for themselves, they don't need men for anything. So right now, as it currently stands, women don't need men to buy them a plate of food. They can buy their own plate of food. So, even though that's still symbolic of protection and provision, she doesn't need you to do that. She doesn't need you to buy a car and a house and provide for her in those ways. She can make her own money and do her own thing. She can go down to the sperm bank and get sperm and make a baby on her own and raise a baby on her own. So what do women need men for? Well, really nothing.
Oh, great. Okay. Thank you very much for coming, everybody. Goodbye.
But what we want men for is to provide for our basic security need, which has nothing to do with money or shelter or any of those things other than the symbology of that. So what this program is about is how to provide for her base need for security, her number one need. And if she has to do that for herself or go outside of the relationship for that, she doesn't need you for anything then. So the number one thing today's modern woman needs is a man that understands that she has a base need for security and he knows how to meet that need without his wallet.
How do we do this? I mean, you know, how do we, for example, get guys to get women to relax with men and feel secure if money and what security can buy them isn't the way to do it?
If your wallet's not the way, gosh darn it, you know, that would have been so much easier.
Right.
You could just go to work, pay the bills, now you're a good guy, you're doing your thing.
Because that's kind of what we've been taught as guys, that's what we're supposed to do, bring home the bacon.
And that's why everything got turned upside down and changed. Because once women started making their own money and had their own freedom, they were looking to men for something else. Depth. Intimacy. Something that's real. Something that calms their nerves.
When you say intimacy, does that mean you want us to cry all the time around women?
Yeah,
Stuff like that?
I don't mean becoming a woman,
okay,
which is what's happened.
That's a big problem, isn't it?
We have a very feminized culture, and we have a culture where women, well, men too, have been a bit brainwashed to think the only value that anyone really brings is making money, earning how much you produce in the world. That's, in America at least, that's the cultural norm. And when you buy into that, then everybody's out in the workplace. Everybody's stressed out. Everybody's in their masculine, and everybody wants to come home and be in their feminine. So if you want your girl to be in her feminine, you need to learn how to take her out of that masculine workday mode and into her feminine. And that's what this is about. Taking her emotional instability and converting it into an opportunity to build loyalty and attraction.
Okay, emotional instability. Do all women have emotional instability, or is that just certain women who are on, you know, certain drugs to keep them from being psycho?
Yeah, all women do this because all women have instinct running. Remember, instinct is always running. We can operate out of our intellect, but that's really a front. If we're not honoring that there's this instinctual piece that's running. So for women, that takes the form of testing the environment, testing the man she's with, testing the waters to see if she's safe.
Okay, so what is a test? Give me an example.
Okay, so I'll give you some examples of tests because this is very baffling to men.
Mm-hmm.
If this is baffling to you listening on this audio, just know this is a really challenging piece for men to get, and women don't know they're doing it either.
Because a lot of times testing seems like bitching, right?
Right. Okay. So anything that looks like giving you pushback, nagging, bitching, confuses you, bothers you, her shutting down and you don't know why, anything that is like, gosh, women are crazy, causes you to go into that place, mm-hmm. was a test. Not conscious necessarily, and we'll go into that a little later, what the different types. But so if you were just in the beginning of approaching a woman and talking to her and trying to get her phone number,
mm-hmm.
it would look like her giving you a little pushback on whether or not she should hand her phone to you, trust you with that, putting your number in there. You may have to do some things that reassure her that you're going to use that information wisely. So she may give you a little pushback on that. And all that is her checking in to see if you're going to behave appropriately. If you know the social norms, you're not going to call her all day. You're not going to, you know, bother her kind mm-hmm. of thing. Can I trust you with 5 more minutes of my time? Can I trust you with potentially going out with you? Can I trust you with even my phone number? Security, security, security. So, all right, you get past that point. Now you're dating. Now it's about your ability to be a good protector, provider, father, all of those things, even if she's past childbearing age.
Okay, but you just told me that money doesn't matter. Money's not the security
right,
thing.
Right. So what she's asking is, can I trust you with the part that I'm responsible for right now, with my own protection and provision, that piece that either my dad or I'm in charge of?
Okay.
Can I turn that over to you and trust you with that part so I can be in my feminine with you and you can be in your masculine? So I don't have to be in the masculine piece all the time. I don't have to be watching out for myself all the time. You're going to be doing some of that so I can relax and do these other things, which hopefully are things like taking care of you and nurturing you and providing for your children and nurturing that relationship and the household, those kinds of things.
So is the word we're looking for is the man needs to be the leader?
Yes. Okay. That's what we're after here. So she's looking for leadership quality. She's looking for stability.
Yeah, but we're being told a lot that these women, don't tell me what to do. How dare you tell me what to do?
Yeah, well,
what's the difference between that and leadership?
Don't listen to that.
Okay.
When my coaches, especially my male coaches, start talking to women about this, mm-hmm. they'll put out something kind of inflammatory in front of them. Like, when a woman really loves a man, she submits to his authority. Oh my God, women go nuts. They go nuts. And my coaches know what they're doing. They're just kind of playing with the situation to see if they can't get a conversation going. By the end of that conversation, all the women are in agreement that what they really want is a man they can submit, surrender to, trust his guidance, trust his authority over her. And that's the piece that if women don't understand that, that's okay. I want to, with this series of lessons, help men get this so they can just do it and women can just be happy.
Is this only for the meeting and the dating stage, or is this also work in marriage relationships?
Right. So the third stage of testing would be in a long-term relationship or a marriage. Mm-hmm. And this is where it's going to go one of two directions. Either you have not established your authority with her. You have not established that you are trustable and that she can turn that part over to you in the dating phase. Then you just keep doing that part. You could be together for 5 years and she's still bitching and nagging and moaning. In fact, it's getting worse and worse and worse. And all you want to do is stay at the office mm-hmm. and work and be where you know what's up, because you can't make any sense of what's going on at home.
And for her point of view, she's lost respect
yes.
for him.
Yes. So we're getting there. So,
okay.
Yeah.
I'm jumping ahead. Sorry. I'm learning so
well,
much.
The security and respect are tied. Okay. Men's base need is for respect and women's base needs for security. So if she's feeling secure and happy, she's offering him respect. He's respectable. All right. So if that's happened, where he's done the dating phase, where he's really converting those tests into opportunities to showcase his ability to protect and provide and calm her and stabilize her and those kinds of things. Now we're moving into a long-term relationship where you've been doing that for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. Now her tests are more productive. They're fewer and far between. They're not about causing you drama and problems and issues. You've got that part worked out. She trusts you now. So when you come to her and say, hey, so I have this issue at work and I'm really stressed about it and I don't know how to handle it, da, 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 and she's making your dinner. And she knows her place is to nurture you through that, not to solve the problem, because she trusts you to solve the problem. You're the leadership, you're the guidance, you're that piece. Her part is to nurture and take care of you. So what she might do, and this is still a test, is turn to her man and say, well, remember last year you had the situation with that guy, and remember how you handled that? That was awesome. And he'll go, oh, yeah. And he'll go off and do his thing. And
now, why is that a test?
Well, here's the testing part. She's going to remind him of how awesome he is, and now she's going to turn around and make his dinner and go, gosh, I hope he gets it right this time. Even though for 20 years he's been proving and proving and proving over and over and over again that he's the guy that handles shit and that will handle this next situation the same way as he handled the last situation. See, that's when you're moving into a mode of being his queen. When you're just reminding him of how well he's handled things in the past, encouraging him, leaving it alone, trusting him to handle it, not getting into fixer mode, which is what he should be doing with other guys.
Right.
But just nurturing and taking care of him.
So should we not tell our woman when we're having problems?
Yes, tell her, but do you see, if your woman's not handling it that way, you haven't been taking those tests all those years and really converting them into opportunities. Because if she's starting to fix your problem and go into problem-solving mode and handling it for you, it means she doesn't trust you to handle it.
So you need to fix those problems. You can tell her about it, but you need to be the one that fixes it. And again, leading through that situation.
And managing your woman so she knows her place. And I know that's...
That's some heavy words.
The feminists are going to come knock down the studio door here in a minute.
Learn your place, lady. I mean...
place, woman.
You want me to say that to her? Probably not.
No, you want to display that. And that's why I teach the 1-2-3 of female management. Change her mood, not her mind. Be her hero. Build loyalty to you. Have her feel you as respectable, trustable. She can count on you. And then she's not going to question your authority. She's not going to go into fix-it mode because she knows you can fix it better than she ever could.
But wouldn't it be easier if we just give a woman a blanket pass on these tests and things and just be really nice? Wouldn't that make all the problems go away?
Yeah, that would be so cool if that's how it worked, but it doesn't.
It doesn't.
No, walking on eggshells and being a pleaser. Look, if you have a woman that's bitching, nagging, shutting down sexually, hoarding, overspending, being demanding, taking over your plans, anything that you know is a turn off to you as a man, those are her check-ins with you. Like, are you going to manage me? Are you going to take care of me? Are you going to handle me? And if you just become a placator and a pleaser, that will just escalate. She'll do more and more and more of that. She will disrespect you more and more and more, emasculate you more and more and more. So don't be a pleaser. Become a solid source of pleasure for her to feed off of. And then she's going to want that so much. She won't want to do things that will mess that up.
A common source of pleasure, is that meaning buying her stuff all the time and bringing home flowers and giving her a credit card to go crazy at the mall anytime she wants?
I think providing in those ways and giving tokens and gifts is an awesome thing if you're doing the stuff I'm teaching right now in this series. Then it becomes an additional showcasing of your love, your thoughtfulness, those kinds of things. But if you're doing it to replace what I'm trying to teach guys here in this series, it's just tokens. It's shallow. You're going to feel very rejected. You're going to offer up these tokens thinking that's going to please her. And she's going to feel rejected and sad and upset and not know how to handle that and not see the value in your gift because you weren't bringing the real gift, which is you. Your true sense of leadership and purpose and stepping right in the middle of her emotional chaos and standing right there and helping her through that. So changing her mood, not her mind, means helping her adjust her mood when she is struggling to do that for herself. That you swoop in and you handle that for her. That's the gift. You do that, you do that, you do that, and then you bring flowers? Awesome. You bring flowers in replacement of that. If you think just paying the bills should be enough, well, I pay the bills and I don't get drunk and go out all night, that should be enough. Well, it is if you don't want intimacy, you don't want great sex, you don't want a woman that absolutely desires you and comes after you and is excited to see you, then it is enough. But if you really want depth in your relationships and you want to feel like you're not confused all the time by women, learn this.
Wouldn't it just be easier to find a woman that doesn't do a bunch of testing?
Yes, it would be awesome if that were also the case and true and could happen. But since that's never going to happen.
Never.
Never, ever, ever.
Okay.
You know, the one thing I noticed preparing my online dating programs is guys write the silliest things on their
Like what? Give me an example.
The main one you see is no drama. I don't want a woman with drama. And I think they might as well just tattoo on their forehead for everyone to see. I don't get women. I don't understand how they work. Women sort of scare me. Their emotional chaos is not something I know how to manage.
Yeah, but we don't want a bunch of problems. I mean,
no,
life
you don't.
Is rough enough. Why do I want your problems?
Yeah, so understand that you're dealing with a female. And women are very different from men. And she's not being a problem. She's being female. And this doesn't mean you let her walk all over you, that you become her emotional tampon, that you become her girlfriend, her gay best friend. None of those things. You want to stay in lover, passionate. unique relationship that you and she have that you don't have with anybody else. Mm-hmm. You want to stay in that mode with her. So that means you need to acknowledge that if you want to be around women and you want one in your house and you want her serving the highest good of the pack, the tribe, here's the deal. Men get married, they commit to women to further their purpose. Women get married, commit to men for security. And there is nothing wrong with that. And once we acknowledge that and we get over ourselves about that, we can start to move forward and there doesn't have to be a battle of the sexes. So think about it this way. A woman's raw, potent, feminine energy is like a tornado. And it can rip through your household and be very destructive. Or it can serve, you know, all that raw energy can be harnessed and serve the pack, the tribe, your household, your purpose in the world. You have a choice. And those are really your two choices. So you can either go to the raw tornado energy and try to convince it, change its mind. Mm-hmm. Please stop being a tornado. It's just really counterproductive to what we're trying to do here. And I don't understand why you're being so irrational. And why are you acting like such a tornado?
Why not do that? Does that not make sense? It's, you know,
it doesn't work. You can't change the tornado's mind mm-hmm. if it's out of its mind, if it's being a tornado.
Because it's acting on emotion where men tend to act right. on reason and logic.
Tornado of emotion. So she is raw emotion. She is all that feminine essence, which you want her to be. You want her to be different from you. She brings mm-hmm. a different skill set that's sexy and appealing and attractive to the male. That she's all those things. Okay, so you can run over to the tornado and try to convince it to be different. Or you can run away from the tornado and hide and avoid and immerse yourself in work or porn or video games or whatever it is you're going to do to run away from having to deal with this emotional tornado. Or you could learn the skills that you need to be able to stand right there and just go, whoa, this is an awesome amount of powerful, raw, emotional energy that I can't access as a man, but I can access through you. How do I get that on my team?
Because guys who are really good with women, they actually like these tests, oh, right? They
yeah.
welcome them.
They welcome those tests. They are, you know, I mean, it's not, at first you start to hear about this and you go, oh man, really?
Is this
all women yeah. forever? And always, and even though Michelle's telling me that this changes and it evolves and it gets better and easier, shit, I gotta go through this part. There's some of that, and even the guys that I know that are really great with women, and they really handle this in the most, their lives are enhanced by this. Your life becomes so charming and full when you have a whole bunch of women on your team mm-hmm. and you know what you're doing. And you know how to take them from a mood and an emotional state and shift them into another gear and then have watch that woman just turn around in front of you where she was this emotional tornado and now she's this calm body of water. She's in her right mind. So these guys, they relish this, that they have the power, and every guy on the planet can master this. This is just a skill set.
Okay, so this is learnable.
Yes. Okay. They have the power to take her from emotional tornado wrecking the town to being of service to his cause, his purpose. And when they learn how to do that, their interactions with women become very pleasurable, very pleasant, because they're not confused. They're not bewildered by, they're not scared. They're powerful men stepping up right up into her emotional force field and going, bring it. Hmm. And enjoying watching her change for him. And then these guys get this additional awesome thing. Women will thank you.
Oh, come on.
Yes. I thank the guys. I get out of my head. I know this stuff. I'm the girl that sees the Matrix. Mm-hmm. And I'll get crazy. And I'll start getting emotional. And my coaches and my guys in my life that I count on to help me with this, they'll say, oh, there's Michelle being a girl again.
I think I did that earlier today.
Right, right. Oh, holy crap. I need to shift her emotional state.
Yeah.
And when they do, and they do that for me, and I go, okay, so maybe this is the real issue. Or let's get on with the work here.
Okay, do you know that when you're testing, do all women know when they're testing?
Well, let me just finish this thought, okay. Because I will stop when I'm in my right mind again. Mm-hmm. And I'm so grateful. I verbally thank the men that do this for me. So the more you train her to receive this, to that this is how things are going to be between you and her, she will actually stop and thank you. Or more evolved women will recognize it and go, oh, gosh, I was being a little crazy there. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you for helping me calm down, get my shit under control. So your question?
I said, do you know when you're testing guys? Is that a conscious thing? Do most women know when they're testing?
Let's get into that, because most of this is subconscious. This is the primal beast running. This is instinct.
So she's not sitting at home all day or at work all day going, okay, I'm going to get him tonight.
Yes, some women are.
Okay, some women are, but that's not the general.
Well, we can talk about the scandalous hoes if you want, because there's some of them, and I run classes on how to tell the difference. So let's look at that. There's a difference between instinct running, and she's just subconsciously, cave girl is trying to protect her. That's just, she doesn't know what's up. She doesn't know that's going on. And in the moment that we're in that, mm-hmm. every hormone is activated. The whores are moaning. Everything's surging through us chemically. We're like on drugs. It's like I took a crazy pill. Hmm. So
you cannot control it.
We can control it. But look, if you'll help us, it could take 2 minutes. If we have to do it ourselves, it could take 2 hours, 2 days, 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And if this goes unhusbanded, you know, this energy, this emotional chaos in us for too long, and we don't have male energy to tap into, only going to our own yin-yang, you know, going to our own masculine piece to do it, that's when women get truly batshit. They are actually mentally ill, and you see them, they're... And we'll talk about it a little later, but, you know, like watch any of those TV shows about hoarding. That's feminine gathering gone mad.
Interesting.
So, all right. But so there's these instinctual tests that are subconscious cave girl running. And then there are deliberate tests. This is when she's going, yeah, I'm not sure what's going on here with this guy. I'm going to send him like a text message and just put a little feeler out. See what happens. See what I get back. And then there are full-blown plots. And that's the scandalous little hoe.
All right. Okay. The text message would be like a nasty one to send a feeler out? Or?
No, not necessarily. Yeah. Just checking to see if he'll text back could be a test. Just
see if he's thinking about
drop
you.
Drop some random and see how long it takes him to text back, or if he does or not, or whatever.
Should you text back right away?
Yeah. Well, that's a whole nother program.
Okay. All right.
A deliberate test is when she's consciously going, hey, I'm going to just put a little toe in the water and see how he responds to this. That it's on her radar. Mm-hmm. She's using her intellect to do that. So that's not instinct running. It's still driven by instinct. I want to check and see if I'm not wasting my time, if this guy's going to waste my resources, which a woman's most valuable resource, and I don't care who wants to argue with me about this. I'm 45 years old and nobody would guess that because I'm very vibrant and vital and take great care of myself. So maybe 45 is the new 35. I don't know. But we get past 35, our market value goes down. So our vibrance, our vitality, what a woman has to offer is ticking away. So sometimes she's just checking to see if she's wasting her time. You guys are just dating. We're getting our time wasted. So it's a different frame that women are operating out of, because we do have a biological clock, because we do have a shelf life. And so some of the deliberate tests are about that. The full-blown plots, that's like gold diggers. That's women who are manipulative. They don't know any other way to get their needs met. So they resort to those strategies that are just really... like well thought out strategies to get their bills paid or to get, you know, their needs met or their attention needs met. So that's a dysfunction. Those women tend to be really hot in bed, but
how do you spot that? I mean, they're usually very attractive. He's hot in bed. What else?
Yeah. So there's There's a whole class I do on that called How to Spot a Freak, you know, the good kind. So that's probably for another day. But you need to know your own core values. You need to know what's important to you. You need to know what your motivations are in dating. And then you can spot them pretty quick. And then you can make a choice. Do I want to deal with the crazy stripper hoe that's going to bring drama and craziness in my life? Do I have the skill set to manage that? I teach that. If that's what you want, you need to know how to manage it. You want to have a one-night stand with somebody that's acting a little crazy at the club and potentially could steal all your shit? You know, you need to know how to handle that. And if you know how to handle it, you can do it. You can take it on. If you don't, then you probably need to stay with somebody that's a little more normal and isn't plotting. Let's just do it. So most women, 80% of women, aren't plotting against men.
All right, good.
They're just trying to assess, should I spend my valuable resource, my time, with you? That's it. So her security need is, can I trust you? Can I trust you to handle this part for me? Because I don't want to waste my time on a guy that I'm going to have to take care of. And I'm going to still have to be stuck taking care of myself in this way. Who wants that? Crazy manipulative bitches want that. Women with agenda. Women with low self-esteem. So if you want to attract that, then fine. You know, most men have to go through a certain amount of that to get to a sense of where they are. So what I would prefer is that you focused on your core values, your deal breakers, your negotiables, your non-negotiables. We teach all that through my program. We're going to go into that a little bit later here when we cover give and remove attention. And you'll see that with these core values and with the things I'm teaching you about the female management stuff, it all comes together. It fits like a puzzle. It seems like we're so polar opposite and we're so different, but it all fits together. And what you want to be is more potent and powerful in the world together than you are separately. So you need to have those core values line up. So that's a big piece. But there's an exercise that we can do to really help guys understand this testing piece, because if you don't have this part, you can't change her mood, not her mind, if you don't know when it's happening. So we could stop and
all right, what is it? Okay, let's do an exercise here. What is it you want us to do?
So what I'd like you to do is take in this exercise that I'm going to explain right now, and then you're going to shut off this audio and go and do this, and then we'll get into the next segment, which is decoding women's emotional states. I'd like you to write down some times when a woman did something that left you feeling confused, upset, less than, or, you know, played out, or just annoyed. Mm-hmm. You know? And those were moments where you were going, what the hell is this? I don't understand this. This is just women being crazy, or she's being a bitch, or she's being obnoxious, or she's rejecting me. Most likely not. It was just her saying, hi, I would like to know if I'm wasting my time or not. Mm-hmm. Are you going to provide security for me? Are you going to help me put my defenses down, my walls down with you or not? And if your answer is no, she's like, okay, next. So that was probably what was happening there, and you just didn't know it. So you need to know not just like how to handle that, but first and foremost, you need to know when it's happening. And the only guys that get derailed by female testing are guys that don't see it coming and don't know how to handle it when it's happening. So first things first, you need to make a list right now of ten. Well, let's do three.
By the way, how important is it? I got to stop and really get a piece of paper.
Get a piece of paper.
Why is that important? Why should I do that?
It's another level of processing, and you really need to have this stuff dialed up before you go out dating. Before you start interacting with women, you need to know who the fuck you are. You need to know who you are first and what your values are and what your minimums are. So it's this starts right here and now with understanding and being able to feel the moment when she's testing you and then respond to it accordingly. But if you don't feel the moment and it goes past you, you know, when you're working through this stuff, this takes a minute. You're not going to get this right away. Mm-hmm. And so most of the guys that have been in programs with me, they'll start reporting, oh, there was this test and I knew that she did it, but it was like 2 hours later.
Oops.
Yeah. And then they say, you know, I got it, but it was 5 minutes after it happened. And hey, I saw it coming and I handled it. You know? Or I didn't know how to handle it, but I think this girl was testing me. Was it? Yeah. Okay. So I knew that in the moment that it was happening. Yes. So that's victory. So then we build on that win. So here's the assignment. I'd like you to list 3 times when you felt incredibly confused. Write them down. 1, 2, 3. 3 times when a woman confused you, upset you, you just couldn't figure it out. It was boggling your mind. She's acting like such a girl. For future use is to keep a journal. Notice for the next month or so after you finish this program, you've listened to this a few times. Keeping a journal of all the times that you could recall in the past, all the times that are coming up for you now that you're noticing tests, you're noticing the tightness in your chest or your neck locking up, that those are moments that you need to write down so that we can develop some awareness about this. And then you can convert those into opportunities. Right now, they're just lost opportunities. You know, the only way you can mess up this change your mood, not her mind thing is to miss the opportunity to convert it into something useful.
In our next segment, we're going to be talking about decoding a woman's emotional state. This is Change Her Mood, Not Her Mind, Part 1. And this is the Attraction Studio with Michelle Terrell.